One of the biggest topics in 2024 was the fact that, unfortunately, Alberta's minimum wage did not go up, and now it's one of the lowest in the country. What is your take on that, and what is your what is the prospect of that in 2025?
Well, the minister responsible wants to make sure that we're not boxing people out of employment. So we're going to make sure we consider this thoughtfully. But what we don't want to do is say that people, especially students and others that are working on minimum wage, have to take a salary that makes it so that small businesses and those who provide most of these jobs are in a difficult spot and are forced into a corner. So the minister, I know, is considering the best option going forward. We want to make sure that people can continue to support themselves. But the number one biggest thing we can do in this difficult situation is deal with inflation. We just saw the federal government introduce a $62 billion deficit. Now, for context, that's not $62 billion of debt. That's $62 billion added just this last year alone to our national debt. And that wasn't even the worst news story of the day for that federal government. It was, for lack of a better phrase, a dumpster fire in Ottawa under the Trudeau Liberals. That is contributing to inflation. Debt is just taxation delayed. There's only one place that we can recruit that money from at a national level, and it's Canadians, and disproportionately, it's Albertans who work in our oil and gas and our resource industry. And so I think a federal government needs to be honest with themselves and say that they are making this worse than it needs to be, much, much worse. They're pouring fuel on the fire. The second thing that needs to happen is we need to get rid of the carbon tax, which adds in a couple of points of inflation all into itself. We need to get rid of the tax. We need to have a common sense solution when it comes to caring for our environment. And the carbon tax is punitive. It is not surprising at all that taxing the living daylights out of Canadians and disproportionately rural and northern Albertans hasn't changed the weather. It is crazy to think that this policy has not been reversed yet. Every other jurisdiction in the world has seen the insanity of it, except for the ideologically aligned Trudeau Liberals. So I think there are steps that need to take. I think that most of the problem that we're facing is an inflation and cost of living crisis driven by federal policies.
On the other side of the coin here, Mr. Williams, certainly a good news story was the introduction of the proposal to the new AI project, Wonder Valley. Even though it's in the MD of Greenview and even though it's not necessarily in the Peace River riding, how much do you think this AI project that is coming to the MD of Greenview will jumpstart other projects and other things, well, in general, in the Peace River riding and in northwestern Alberta?
It's difficult to overstate how important direct investment like this is in our region. When you're talking about tens of billions of dollars of investment in an industry, that is bigger than any one northern Alberta county can contain, and happily so. Peace River will be a net beneficiary of this. There needs to be resources, contracts, servicemen and women, folks working in the trades that will contribute to the actual construction of the site, and then the maintenance going on is going to be continued support work as well. This is huge. It also highlights, with the advent of AI data centers, the huge need for consistent baseload power. After last year, when we saw a number of different moments where our grid got close to running out of electricity, we have to be serious about our adult answer when it comes to diversifying our electricity supply. Peace River and region is at the cutting edge of that conversation. There is a very serious proposal from an Alberta-based company for a nuclear power generation facility here in Peace Country. It would be not only incredibly important for the province to have secure, reliable access to baseload power at a cheap price, it's also important for these value-added, for the, you know, data centers with AI, when it comes to any manufacturing, when it comes to any kind of value-added industry. You need access to that power. And so the possibility of that nuclear power plant is something that I think is a huge opportunity for Peace Country and dovetails incredibly well with the advent of that announcement in the county just south of us when it comes to AI data centers.
I think it'll work just fine. Mr. Williams, great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.